The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix Scottsdale. Today's theme, Happy Endings and Sweet Beginnings. We'll be joined shortly by Alan Castilla, founder and CEO of Cassell Consulting. Also, of course, like every week, Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator and founder of Lost Money, giving you some cold, hard cash. And now it is time for Self-Escream Saturday's guest host and life liberator, Dr. Allison Arnold, VH1's official life coach of Scott Baio and Charm School, Arizona's own Doc Alley, author of Scream and Run Naked, the book and the boot camp. We're going to talk about happy endings. Can you really be friends with your ex? I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Al, it feels like you haven't been here in months and months and months. And I was looking at the schedule and I think it was like July.
I know. It's great to see you. Great to be back. And this is such a juicy topic. I'm hoping we have tons of callers that call in for us.
Oh yeah. I think this is an incredible topic, but there's so much material. I hope we can even barely dive into it in the next hour.
Definitely.
So let me tell you. Always have juicy titles like happy endings. Of course, I got a lot of, you know, are you getting massage today, Michelle?
Nice, nice. Well, let me tell you how this topic all started for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to a friend recently, and it's kind of a new friend in my life, and I was saying, oh, I'm going to lunch with my other friend, Mark. And all of a sudden, he asked me out of the blue, so is this romantic? And I said, no, no, no. And he said, has it ever been? And I was like, well, actually, in 2000, so this is, you know, whatever, 10 or 11 years ago. We did date, and we did, you know, sleep together back then when we were dating for a short time. But now we've just been friends. And he said, really? Well, how many of your other ex-lovers are you friends with? And I started to think, about my social circle.
Yeah.
And we were going to another gathering, and I thought, well, I've slept with two people at this gathering. And then we went to something else, and I thought, oh, I'm meeting my other friend, you know, Doug for lunch or Doug for dinner. And he's like, have you slept with him too? Well, actually,
I have.
We have. It was 4 years ago. You know, I started to realize that, and I think this is very strange in my life. And he said, this is not normal. And I said,
but I think it's healthy. Well, I mean, on some level.
Yes, and I think it's definitely something for us to talk about and for your callers and your listeners to talk about. That is it healthy, and can you really be friends with your exes? You know, I know for me, I've never been married. I'm 45 years old, and I think that I date amazing men. And so it's very common for me to meet someone, and you start out in a dating relationship, and maybe it even becomes sexual. And then, because I don't have a lot of sexual hang-ups where it's like, you know, you can't have sex before marriage or, you know, and not that that's a bad thing in any way, but that isn't how I live my life, that I see a sexual experience can really be from two people that care about each other. And then all of a sudden you realize, you know what, I really dig you, but this ain't it. So you become friends, and then you have this beautiful friendship. And I'm very curious, again, to other people's experience, because in my experience, you really can be friends with your exes. And I have a close friend who is in my core circle, and we were lovers 15 years ago. And we're close, close friends. So I know it's not normal, but yet I do think that you can have happy endings and be friends with your exes.
But I think that starts with you, Allie. I mean, you're an extremely conscious person. I mean, literally in every way, in the way you lead your life, what you do through your practice, professionally, personally. So you are or tend to be that which you attract. So you're also attracting other pretty highly evolved conscious people. And
very
I think
true.
We can be friends. I mean, I've been asking, why can't we leave a relationship with the same love, care, and respect that we entered it? Because the irony is the person we're the closest to, most likely even having an intimate sexual relationship, that should be the person that you're most comfortable talking to. Mm-hmm. But we tend to not, when something's going on in a relationship, we don't talk to that person. We'll talk outside that relationship. We'll tell our friends or their friends or somebody on an airplane or somebody else on Facebook or whatever it might be. And we're not having a conversation with the person we love and care about. And I think that's a lack of respect or, I don't know. I mean, I get that we might go to somebody else to get an opinion before we talk to that person, but then it just seems to snowball. So I also think it has to do with a lot with what's going on in the relationship and how the relationship ends. I mean, most of mine had ended because people cheated on me. So where do you go from there? You've violated my trust and broken my heart and a bunch of other things. You know, you may have even made decisions for me about my body that I didn't want to make. So,
and you might not want to be friends with those people. Like,
true.
It's not. Do you have to be friends with your exes? Mm-hmm. You know, there's definitely people in your life that you're not going to want to be friends with.
Yeah, well, clearly. But right. Most of them all show up again at some point and going, what are you thinking? You know, because I feel like in one situation, I like gave them every out possible. Then they didn't take it. Then they just went behind my back. So it's like, well, I mean, I gave you every out. I'm not sure why you didn't use that instead. But I think in some cases, if we could, when we're starting to have problems, or maybe when we realize we're good for each other, but we're just not that connection. You know, we used to have that conversation with my ex, like, okay, if, you know, you should have the whole pie. 80% of a pie isn't a pie, but it was good enough. I'm like, no, but you deserve the whole pie, you know? And we go round and round with this thing going, okay, there's so many different aspects to a healthy relationship. I mean, there's love, sex, intimacy, similar values, goals, spirituality.
So
I mean, you have to have, and if you're looking, again, for that partnership, whatever that means to you, it doesn't necessarily mean getting married, but if it means your soulmate or you're going to get married or whatever that might be, then all those things need to be in alignment. And at some point, if you realize they're not, you know, that this is maybe there's a reason, a season, a lifetime. You know, every relationship is different. People come in and out of your life, and you're a gift to each other during that time. But maybe you could just honor that time and, quote, part as friends. And that doesn't mean that's going to be an easy process, but
no.
It doesn't mean as though they didn't exist in that time.
Right. And it was beautiful. You know, I was in Peru. This is a little bit of a tangent, but it's with what you're talking about. I was in Peru, and I studied with a teacher there. And while I was in Peru, we did all kinds of deep kind of spiritual meditations, and we did cleanses, and you were really in a heightened state of, awareness. And I did this ceremony, and we all dressed in white, and we did this meditation. And during this meditation, I like kind of went through a tunnel. And when I came out in this tunnel, I was just a purple energy. And I was looking at the world, and everything in the world was a purple energy. And I saw things around me, and I saw them fade into the purple energy. And then I saw people coming together, and they were the purple energy, and both of them came together and kind of danced together, and they separated. And they came together, and some stayed together longer than others, and they separated. And I saw so clearly in this meditation that we're all made up of the same stuff. We're all made up of this, you know, force. That's God, that's love, that's whatever you call it. And we come together and we dance together and we enrich each other in some way and we part. And then we might come back together and part. And I saw this so clearly and it was so exquisitely beautiful that I think it shaped kind of how I looked at relationships and definitely how I looked at endings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that everything was perfect. And everything was beautiful in so many ways. Again, unless there's poison, and we're going to talk about the poisons. You know, earlier you talked about people withholding and not being honest and then talking on Facebook or talking to the person next to them in the airplane. I used to date someone, a beautiful, beautiful man that I'm still in contact with, who would say, whatever I withhold builds a wall. Like, if, and he would not withhold anything. And we've talked on this show before about speaking your truth mm-hmm. and letting the chips fall where they may. And that's something, again, that I've really been practicing in my relationships is that total transparent honesty of what is true and what is real, and then letting the rest have to take care of itself.
Awesome. We are talking about happy endings. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Dr. Allison Arnold. You can visit her online at Doc Allie Arnold is your new site, DocAllieArnold.com. Mm-hmm. If you have a question or comment, want to share your experience with an ex that you can tell us about on our show, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Support for Michelle Coors' 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Coors Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees on Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale. And congratulations, KWSS has a brand new website. That's kwss.org, even shorter for you to remember. And we are visiting with what I like to say, it's our Self Scream Saturdays guest host, life liberator, Dr. Allison Arnold, my close friend, also known as Doc Alley, author of Scream and Run Naked, the book and the boot camp. And today we're talking about happy endings. I mean, can you really be friends with your ex? I know you guys have all kinds of comments out there, so, and opinions. So give us a call, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. But we were talking about, you know, the relationships and that people come in and out of your life for a reason. And if we could just exit the relationship with the same care, love, respect that we entered it, wouldn't that be beautiful? Because, you know, I've been to court a couple times with someone I was dating that was, not for me personally, but that was going through, you know, the rest, just after battle stuff from a divorce. And you're looking going, at some point, these two people loved each other. They brought children into the world. And it's awful to watch what is going on between them.
Yes. I mean, it's horrible.
And I'm going, why did it have to get to this point?
Yeah, like, what happens? What happens? I remember when you first meet someone and you watch everything they do. I remember...
We're present. We're so present.
You're very present. Mm-hmm. You're very present with that person. And you watch them, you know, butter a piece of bread. And the way they butter a piece of bread is beautiful. Or they say, listen to this song. And you listen with such intensity. And then later on in the relationship, they're like, will you listen to this song? And you're like, no, I'm trying to get ready. What do you, you know? Or you just blow off anything. So,
yeah.
So really looking at what happens. And I think what happens is we start to get hurt. So something happens where someone hurts our feelings in a relationship. Mm. And then instead of taking responsibility and looking at what's being triggered in us, what we do is we externalize and we start to blame them and we start to make it about them instead of about us. And we start to build a wall.
And women are really, really guilty of this.
Yes.
And most guys, when something's wrong, they'll let you know right then, no holds barred.
Right. And they build a wall, I mean, brick by brick. Mm-hmm. And again, then they start to externalize and everything becomes external. And then when people feel like their relationship isn't working, I think we live in a very kind of quick fix society. You know,
instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. And instant divorce. You know, let's get a divorce on the internet, you know. So I think when things aren't working, we really look for what's wrong with that other person. And we do what's very normal for a human is we find attributions. You know, an attribution is, okay, what do you attribute this to? What do you think is the cause of this? Mm-hmm. So many people will ask me, why didn't this relationship work for you? And I don't even want to create attributions. That's what people do. They start to create a story. Mm-hmm. And this story is filled with attributions about that other person that aren't really true. The truth is, maybe the relationship has run its course. The truth is that maybe the two people need another growth experience. They need something different. The truth is, it just isn't working right now. The truth isn't, you know, well, it's because he's like this and she's like this, and, you know, really mm-hmm. creating reasons that, again, start the war. And so,
and this is true about personal or professional relationships.
Definitely.
The same dynamic on either side.
It's the same dynamic. And attributions, I think, are very, very dangerous. When you start to answer that question, why didn't it work between you and you? No matter if it's business or personal. For me, when people ask that, going back to that, when people ask, like, so what happened? Why didn't that relationship of 3 years ago or 4 years ago work? I like to say, you know what? It just wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't it. It just, we had learned what we needed to learn from it, and then we moved on.
But I think there's a whole bunch of it just wasn't it. And when people realize it just isn't it, why don't they, again, leave with the same amount of care and respect that they got into it with and say, I don't honor yourself and that other person, get out. Because the cheating rate is huge. And this is for married and unmarried. You know, either way, cheating is cheating. But again, we don't have the conversation with that person. We act out externally, and you can either resolve it between you or make an agreement to, you know, exit the relationship. Because it's so much worse if you've ever been cheated on, because then you go, what's wrong with me? But it's really not you, it's them. But it feels like you, because you think if I was this or this or this or that, or I did that, this or that, it wouldn't have happened. But when people are unhappy, and it tends to be two reasons. I mean, our one reason for everybody, your needs and desires or fantasies are not being fulfilled, whether they're emotional, sexual, or otherwise. But much like you were saying, we build up these little walls. Women are super guilty of this. We're expecting that the guy's psychic and he's going to figure out what is wrong with you. You're thinking you should know. And then it just forms this vicious circle. So how can we be aware of the circle, Allie, and maybe break it?
Well, I want to go back to something that's so important, and that is that people these days are afraid of the truth.
See, I would rather have the truth. If you don't want to be with me, just tell me, and then trust me, I will disappear. You won't find me.
Right?
You won't have any access to me. So make sure that's what you want, because I'm pretty good at that. We actually have a caller. We have Steven on hold. Steven, you have a question for Doc Allie?
Hey, Allie. Hey, Michelle.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
You know, I don't really have a question. It's more of, you guys are talking about so many different things, and I agree and love everything that you're talking about. I guess all I have to really say is a couple different things. One, it is a shame when you break up and you can't be honest with each other, because, like Allie says, maybe it's run its course. But there's a particular tact that people don't seem to take often. You said people cheat on you, so that if that happens, you know, the other person gets angry and now there's something there. Or if it's not a cheating and there's something else, then it becomes a competition. I'm divorcing you and I want this, or I want this. And there's this major competition about winning something that doesn't even exist. And it's
ego.
Really, really shameful about that.
Exactly.
What's your experience, Stephen, with breakups in terms of, can you be friends with your exes?
I'm friends with some and not with others. I mean, I think the whole topic predisposes the question, like, why do I want to be friends with my exes? Do I have to be friends with my exes? I am definitely friends with some of them and not with others, just like friends in other relationships throughout my entire life, which I'm sure you've experienced as well.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question or not really?
No, that definitely does.
There's some people that you break up with that you still feel like, hey, this is a good human being, and you know what? I need to let her go, or if it's I need to let him go, and they need to explore their lives, and I still want what's best for them, and I'm not angry about it. I want them to find happiness. I want them to be okay. I don't hate you that you didn't love me. Yeah, it hurts. You might need to give me a little time.
Right.
But
that was my most recent experience, yeah.
How would you feel, Stephen? And if, by the way, Stephen, you sound like a very healthy individual.
Which, why, thank you so much.
Yes, which is refreshing. How would you deal with if you were dating someone and they were still friends with several of their exes?
I think that's an interesting question, and I've experienced that before. I had a girlfriend once, if I may share this real quickly, may I?
Sure.
I had a girlfriend once who had an ex-boyfriend visiting her from out of state. And he came to stay with her for a week, and she told me up front about it. And the bottom line is do I trust her or don't I trust her?
Right. Yes.
And the truth is I trusted her, and it turned out that at the time she was living in a studio, and I ended up actually spending a night or two there with him.
All of them.
Bed together, and he was on the floor. But the truth is I believed her, and yeah. I didn't have any reason to doubt her whatsoever, and she never gave me any reason to not really believe her, and she never talked of him in a glowing term like, oh, I still miss him, and it's wonderful. There was nothing like that, and the trust, I believe, was there, and I don't think I'm foolish for it.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. I think it all comes down to trust on every level. Trust and communication.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Stephen, we're going to take a quick break, but you're welcome to hang with us, or if you've got more questions or comments. It's always great hearing it from the boys out there.
Thanks so much.
And anyone who else who would like to call in and talk to Doc Alley, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. We're going to be back on the other side with more Michelle 6 Degrees. This is Michelle Kor with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's 623-334-5280.
You sex a thing, you.
You know how stressed out and tense so many of us are today? You see it at home, work, at school, driving in your car, everywhere. As a result of the unrelieved pressure of modern-day life, we are locked in a chronic stress state that wears us out, wears us down, compromises our health, ages us prematurely, and yes, even makes us fat. I'm John Petrie, a board-certified Alpha Bioticist, and I have good news. It doesn't have to be that way. Since 1971, Alpha Bioticists have used a fast, safe, effective, hands-on process that interrupts the stress cycle, and much like rebooting your computer, it reboots the brain. So whether you're a homemaker or an athlete, a secretary or a CEO, 480-607-2505 or visit tlchealing.com.
Hey, this is CC Peniston and you're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
With one light on and one room, I know you're up when I get home. With one small step upon the stair, I know your look when I get there. If you were a king up there on your throne, would you be wise enough to let me go? For this queen you think you own wants to be a hunter again. I want to see the world alone again, to take a chance on life again. So let me go. The unread book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees. We're visiting with Dr. Allison Arnold, author of Scream and Run Naked, the book and the boot camp, VH1's official life coach of Scott Baio and Charm School, Arizona's own Doc Alley. And we're talking about happy endings. Can you really be friends with your ex? I think Stephen is still online with us, and I don't know if anyone was listening to the words to that song, but I love that song, because I think we've all been in that position before. She's basically saying, like, she didn't want to go home because he was still awake. She was trying to wait till, you know, possibly he was in bed before she came home, and obviously there's something going on, and she's saying, I wonder if he'll let me go, and, you know, I'm ready to go back out into the world again and back to this spills over to our personal and professional relationships.
Definitely.
I personally have had a little bit of a hell week this week, and you know, we'll talk about it later, but if you've only tuned into the show for the first time, welcome. But 6 degrees isn't just about 6 degrees in, you know, of separation. It's actually that we're connected at 6 degrees. I think I have 3 degrees of connectivity, but one of the things that inspired me to name the show that is that none of my guests appear on the show without being pre-screened. I mean, they've either come to me personally and I've got to meet them and work with them, or they've come to me through somebody that I respect and trust, or they're a high-profile national guest. There is a screening process here, and whether it's been a past relationship or whatever, everything always gets back to me. I don't even have to look for it. It circles back around, and I hear things, or I see them, or it's volunteered from God knows where. And so it's alarming to me, because anybody that really knows me, again, whether it's a personal or professional relationship, I can't stand drama. I am terrible with confrontation. I don't like it. I just want everybody to be happy. And at the same time, again, whether it's in a relationship or a professional situation, whether it's a sponsor or client or someone within my company, if there's a problem, talk to me. Don't talk to four people outside of me. Come to me, because I don't like that kind of tension. My intention is always that this is a win-win situation. Everybody's benefiting. There's plenty for all of us. I just want us all to be friends, me and Rodney King, whatever. and that anything can be worked through, like Stephen was saying, with trust and respect and communication. Now, it doesn't mean everything's going to work out, but I will let you go, personally or professional. Mm-hmm. Let you go if there's another situation for you. I want the best for you. If I'm not it, good. I'm not that girl that wants to hang out and still show up and be around and in the peripheral. I will completely disappear on any level. So it's just interesting that people, even when given the out, still don't communicate. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Again, why is this so hard?
I think so many people are afraid. They're so afraid to tell the truth. I don't think we're educated throughout our lives on how to tell the truth. Like, I think even parents don't educate children on how do you deal with tough situations? How do you say things with love? How do you tell the truth in a loving way?
Well, even if your parents have a completely healthy relationship, which sadly the statistics are really small, they never sit you down and say, here's what it's like to be a man or a woman or a husband or a wife, and here's how you communicate. It's the biggest commitment of your life, you'd think, minus a 30-year mortgage perhaps, is getting married, and people take that so lightly. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe they're not a part of a religious affiliation or something that would make them go through some kind of counseling to see if they could even remotely work through these issues. That is kind of mind-boggling. There's no real coaching on this. It's just assumed we'll just figure it out as we go.
Right. And because we're in a society that really looks outside of ourselves for everything, like we look at externally to, like, what does she have? What does he have? What are they doing? Again, when I was in Nepal and I was in the monastery, they were very internal people. They were very mental and internal. Here in America, we're very physical people and we're very external. We're always, again, looking outside of ourselves for reasons. And so we don't learn how to communicate because we're so into blame. We're so into making it about them and their fault when our little baby selves, our little ego gets triggered, that then I think we all go into our shells and holes and we don't really learn. And then we talk to other people who then support that. I know that a friend of mine, we were just having a conversation last night, and he was saying, you know, well, I shouldn't have to tell you more than twice something that I want, you know, and I think that's a very common American thing. Like, well, if you don't do it after two times,
you must not care.
Right.
Right.
You don't love me. If I have to tell you more than three times, I'm not telling you. And then again, chunk, brick by brick, that wall. And that's kind of, again,
I think women are even more guilty of that, most likely.
Yeah. And I think it's very stereotypical just in society in general that we're so, again, afraid to tell the truth.
But see, I'll tell people up front, if I do something that is inappropriate or hurts you in some way, please tell me. If I do it again, let me know. If I do it a third time, you might have to hit me, because apparently it's either a pattern or a habit that I'm unconscious of, because I know what it feels like to be hurt. And consciously, it doesn't mean that I'm perfect by any means, but consciously I would never intentionally hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's still no excuse that for the fact that I keep doing it. But again, there's, you know, let me know so that I can be aware, so that I can be more conscious in my behavior or my actions or my words.
Yeah. And another thing with this whole topic is, because we are so feeling avoidant, I also think as a culture right now, we have trouble sitting in our pain or sitting in uncomfortability. You know, we're medicating all the time through TV, through internet, anything to escape discomfort. And so we're not really taught, again, how to say goodbye. Like, instead of saying goodbye to people, like even people that are dying. Right now, one of my mom's closest friends is dying, and she goes and visits her in hospice. And I say, what do you guys talk about? And in her generation, again, I don't think they ever learned how to talk about goodbyes, how to talk about how to talk about difficult truths.
Well, and again, how many times do we experience that in a lifetime? Even if we learned, it wouldn't be something that became a habit, because you're not going to experience it. It's so awkward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there are coaching, like Carla would tell you, there are certain things to say, like you're not supposed to say I'm sorry or different things that we don't know.
Right.
We think we're doing the right thing, but we're not. And Stephen's joined us again. So Stephen, just I can't see you, so chime in if you have anything you'd like to add.
Well, I did have one other thing to add. You're talking about how come people don't tell the truth. I think it's two things. And I think, one, we're so accustomed to not being able to approach somebody. And, of course, we want to be able to approach our partner and have our partner approachable. But there's so many people in the world that are unapproachable that we have to deal with in business, in friends, in family, in our past relationships, that we start to get into this pattern, I believe, of not giving our trust to the other person because we feel like we're going to lose something. The other thing I think it is I think when something bad or negative happens, like Allie says, we don't sit in our, when we're distraught, we don't sit with ourselves. What was the word you used?
Sit in our pain. I don't know.
In our pain. Yeah, we don't sit in our pain. And I feel like people, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
It
happens
to
me all the time. I'll keep talking while you're rethinking it.
Thank you.
Go back to the same place you had that thought, and then it'll come back to you.
Okay.
Just like when you can't find your keys, you go, what was I thinking? You got to go back to that room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking, like, while we're talking about the intention of happy endings in today's show, going, can you be friends with your ex, whether it's ex-partner, ex-lover, ex-wife, ex-whatever? I guess the biggest, it's not realistic that that will always happen, no, but I hate feeling like that time didn't exist, like that wasn't real. And I tried to exit my last relationship being friends. I know that sounds cheesy, like, oh, can't we just be friends? And I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing that from girls, but I really meant it. He was one of my closest friends ever. I just knew I couldn't be everything that they needed, and that put a lot of external pressure on me. I just knew it was that 8/10 of a pie. I didn't have the other two, and I believe you deserve the whole pie. And I hoped that one day he'll have the whole pie, and I'll realize that what I was really doing was out of love. And maybe if enough time goes by, and it doesn't mean like I want to see him with somebody else and wants to see me with somebody else, but again, it feels like that time you spent with that person wasn't real or was a lie. And I don't think it should feel like that.
Definitely not. I mean, to really honor that time. Now, you might need some space. I mean, that's totally normal that you need a little space to kind of heal your heart a little bit and give it some time. But I remember I was once dating someone, and it was ending. It wasn't working. But we could have been great friends. And I said, how do you feel about this ending? Like, if this ended today, do you feel grateful for what we've shared? And he said, no, I'm very bitter. And I was like, what? Like, what? How can you be bitter after this beautiful period of time? You know, and there's certain things I just don't understand. I know everyone does this differently.
Maybe we need help finding the gifts of what did that person teach me? What did I learn? What can I take forward from this relationship to either apply or not apply in the next one.
Well, if you look at everything in your life is an opportunity for growth. I mean, there are no accidents, as you said early in the show. And everything in your life is just an ability, you know, gives you an ability and a chance to expand. It would be important that all of us look at that.
Am I still with you both?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
You know, Allie, maybe for him it just wasn't over, and that's why he was bitter. But the other thing I was going to say was, if I may, since I'm jumping around, I think a lot of times we go into anger mode. And when we go into this anger mode, we're not in touch with that we're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And when we approach somebody, those are two very different spaces in which to approach a person.
Right.
Because if you're angry, now you're focusing on how God knows how many different excuses and how bitter you are and all this other things. But if you're talking about that you're hurt and you want to find out why and what happened and can we make this work either as a friend or friendly and just part ways amicably or whatever it is, those are two different ways to approach another human being.
That's a really important point. You know, and when our little baby selves get hurt, you're right, we go into anger mode, we go into defensive mode, and that really is the core of all of this, is that we get triggered into our ego, and then we just start throwing the grenades at each other.
We're going to take another quick break, but I've got lots, so much to talk about. I knew we'd never get it in all in one show, but we'll be back on the other side. We're visiting with Dr. Allison Arnold. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Are you looking for a safe way to look and feel years younger without the risk of surgery, chemicals, or drugs? Beautiful Image of Scottsdale can help you stop aging in its tracks. Keep or improve that youthful glow. Beautiful Image of Scottsdale at 480-607-2505. You can see that the treatment reduces or eliminates fine lines, creases and wrinkles, hydrates and revitalizes the skin, firms, contours, tightens and lifts, clears dark circles and puffiness under the eyes, and can even diminish acne, sinusitis, and rosacea. 480-607-2505 or go to beautifulimageofscottsdale.com.
Mercury Girls B3 Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Collection. Setting boundaries is essential and the cornerstone to balanced mental wellness. As co-creators of our lives, it's our responsibility to communicate directly, honestly, and without feeling guilty. The Mercury Girls Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Clothing Collection. Visit mercury-girl.com. That's mercury-girl.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. I don't know if anyone exemplifies Friends more than Sonny and Cher did.
I love that song. Can I just tell you? I love that song. I was like, let the whole thing play. Let the whole thing play.
Oh, we could have done
that. They always loved each other.
Yeah, I mean, what a great example of people that were friends after the fact.
And, you know, I think some of the reason where all this started for me, just for me personally, is my parents divorced when I was young, and my mom remarried my dad's best friend since when he was 13.
Oh my.
So I knew my stepdad my entire life. And my stepdad and my dad remained the best of friends throughout their whole lives. And my mom, when my dad would come over, would greet my dad, which was now her ex-husband, just like, you know, she would greet him before. And during Thanksgiving dinners, it'd be my dad and stepdad over, you know, I live in this Jewish family, so over kibitzing in the other room. And then my mom would be like, could you guys come in for dinner? You know, and the day my dad died, I held him on one side and my stepdad held him on the other.
Wow.
So I think that might be part of my slant in really seeing that relationships can be beautiful. And endings can be beautiful.
That's true. Hey, Shantae, is that you?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You got to have Doc Alley on your show.
Love to.
I adore Doc Alley.
I love you too, Shantae. I love Shantae.
Octave Radio. So, Shantae, I know you've got some thoughts on the subject.
Yes, I do. And going back to the comment that was made about, you know, redirecting your focus from anger to fear, I'm normally an all-or-nothing type girl. Once it's over, it's over. I never existed. I changed my phone number. They don't know where to find me. That's it. It's done. So I tend to be on the extreme, the negative extreme of that.
But is that normally because it may have ended badly, or just in any case, Shantae?
With business, not so much, because when it comes to business, I can look at it from a practical point of view. But if there's emotions and it's a relationship, I don't think I've ever had a relationship that ended amicably. So I just, and I'm always the one that says, okay, that's it. I'm done. It's over. And, you know, years will go by and I find out they were looking for me. So, but just recently, going back to the anger versus fear, just recently I was actually honest with someone, and I did share with them my pain or the hurt. So I'm just starting, we're talking days, in trying to be friends with this person, and it's hard. So I'm just wondering, Doc Alley, what tips do you have for someone like myself or other people out there that maybe they're just, that's it, I don't want to have anything to do with them, and then now they're trying to make the transition that, you know what, I don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want to see the person and cross the street and pretend they don't exist.
Well, going back to what you said a second ago, I love it, Shantae, that you're being vulnerable and you're being honest.
She's a lion.
She's
Leo.
Yeah. And the whole key to this whole issue we're talking about is honesty. Every moment, honesty. And really sharing your truth, not holding back your truth and avoiding, you know, conflict. So that's number one. My mind kind of got stuck there. So you wanted a tip for, say it one more time.
Just tips on how do you push any negative feelings aside or to become friends or remain friends or at least cordial with someone you've had a relationship with. I mean, it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm. Well, number one, the key to getting out of a lot of negative emotions or any negative emotion for me is always appreciation and gratitude. As soon as I shift into some kind of appreciation and gratitude for that person and what they brought into my life. And sometimes, you know what? What they brought into my life is sheer hell. You know, what they brought into my life is something I didn't want to learn from or I didn't want to deal with. You know, but it's still, you know, something for me to be grateful for. It's going to make me a better, stronger person. So really looking at what gifts that relationship did bring to your life and how it enriched you in some way, even if it's beneath the surface. That's always a key to start out in that way. You also want to go slow. You know, really honor your feelings. And if you do need more distance at first, that's fine. But if it is someone who's worthwhile to at least be cordial to, then you can kind of tiptoe in and just express yourself as you feel like you want to express yourself. Because the bottom line is, every relationship is giving you the opportunity to be who you want to be on the planet. It has nothing to do with the other person. So with every thought, word, and action, you want to ask yourself, am I being the person that I want to be, the person that I was created to be? 3 days ago, someone had a birthday that I dated for 5 weeks about a year ago, and he happens to be my neighbor, and I see him all the time, and I see him with his new girlfriend all the time. I thought to myself, do I want to acknowledge his birthday? Because he hasn't really been acknowledging me. I invited him to my birthday party. He didn't even acknowledge that it was my birthday. I sent him a text saying, happy birthday, I'm celebrating you today. And I sent that because that's who I am. That's how I want to represent. He didn't respond to the text. No response. But that isn't important to me. The important thing to me is that's what I want to put out. So when you have these ex-relationships, you really want to look at, am I being the person that I want to be?
I love that, Ellie.
Wow. Okay, that's good. And don't be afraid to be vulnerable.
No, don't be afraid to be vulnerable.
I think that's a big one for you, Shantae.
Yeah, that's a huge one for me.
And know that no one else has to do anything about your vulnerability. Like, I can know that you can take care of yourself. So it's not being vulnerable because you expect something from that other person. It's being vulnerable because, again, it's an expression of who you are.
Okay.
Cool. Allie, all you right. have a... thanks, Shantae.
Thank you.
Allie, you have a seminar coming up. You have a Scream and Run Naked seminar February 18th. So it's not too soon to start planning. And what a great treat for everybody for the beginning of the year. Because at the beginning of the year, we've all decided we're gonna liberate ourselves from fear. We're going to eat well. We're going to do well. We're going to have the relationship we want, the job we want. We are fearless January 1. I don't care who you are, how old you are, what color your skin is, male or female. What a perfect time, January 18th.
Oh, it's February 18th.
I mean, February 18th.
Yeah,
I went
perfect.
Last year, and it did truly change my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was stuck. I think a lot of us are stuck. And what's wonderful about Allie is she can help your unstuckness. She can go where you're stuck and shift it, or help you bring attention to it so that you can move forward.
Yeah, this we should take a break through the holidays, and this Scream and Run Naked weekend, Scream and Run Naked boot camp weekend, February 18th through 20th at the Franciscan Renewal Center is going to be fully charged. I spoke to 60 women entrepreneurs about 3 weeks ago, and there's 20 of them that are ready to do this Scream and
awesome.
Run Naked weekend. So if you're ready to make a shift, that's a great thing to plan for.
And the Franciscan Renewal Center is such an incredible place.
Awesome.
Anyway, it's right in the middle of Paradise Valley, but you feel like you're somewhere else.
Yes.
It's truly beautiful on the grounds, and you will walk out of there a completely different person. And I know all that information's on ScreamAndRunNaked.com. You can also visit Dr. Allie Arnold. For more information.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best number to reach you, Allie?
The best number to reach me is 602-495-9300. Or you can definitely get me at DocAllieArnold.com. Or you can Facebook me at Allie Arnold.
Yeah, for sure, Facebook, Allie. And you can send me a Facebook while you're at it. And that number again is 602-495-9300. 602-495-9300. And Allie, always a pleasure to have you on the
show.
These are my
here.
Favorite shows because we have such juicy topics and so much good information for people. You know, there's not a single person out there that cannot identify with what we're talking about, again, personally or professionally. But maybe we can all start making changes. And again, if you're exiting a relationship, business or personal, have gratitude, give thanks, understand what gift that person, and it could have been a bad gift, but it's a gift,
mm-hmm.
that person brought into your life to recreate a new
mm-hmm.
awareness. Because sometimes knowing what you don't want is the gift to understanding what you do want. So there's always something positive you're going to walk away with.
Definitely.
Or if you need to walk away, Allie can help you find those steps to do it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I would say speak your truth, have appreciation and gratitude, and be sure you're representing who you are.
Always. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back on the other side. We're going to visit with Alan. Al, what's the best way to say your last name? I want to say Castilla.
Castilla is
Castilla.
Great.
Castilla. Okay, I love that. So soft. Founder and CEO of Cassell Consulting, an international firm with over 40 years of experience. We are going to help transform you. Wait till we hear Al's theme music. Can't wait to see his expressions.
I can't wait to hear it either.
I had a little help. And of course, Wayne Warrington will be joining us too, giving away that cold hard cash. Don't touch that dial. If you have a question or comment, we'll take it on the other side. 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Connected.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Programs, channels, I should say, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale. Today's theme, happy endings and sweet beginnings. We're going to carry over a little bit from what Doc Alley and I were talking about, I should say, earlier while we were waiting for Wayne. Wayne's going to be with us at 11:15, and we're talking to Alan Castilla, founder and CEO of Cassell Consulting. And Al, we're talking a little bit about that there's so much carryover, you know, between that personal and professional blending of relationships. You know, why can't people communicate better? Why isn't there more trust? And we're going to be talking about the psychology of sales. So anybody out there that goes, oh, sales, I've probably heard it before, Al is going to approach this from an entirely new angle that will change your life, because it's all about what we're bringing to the table, right, Al?
Well, it is, absolutely. It's about really who you are and your ability to relate to people. So whether, as Dr. Alley was talking about it in personal relationships, the same process happens in the world of business relationships.
So, and you're going to break it down for us today.
I'm going to break down the sales psychology process.
Let's give them a little sneak preview.
Well, I think what we need to do is you need to get inside your own head first, because if you're going to be a great salesperson, a great master influencer, the ability to influence with integrity to impact someone else's life, you've got to really get inside your own head and figure out who you are and what is the value that you bring to other people.
And do you provide steps? Because I know one thing that makes you different in your seminars that you and Penny do is that you give people practical tools they can walk away with. A lot of times we go to these things and we get all this good information and it sounds good and we're operating on this high and we leave, and within a day or two or 72 hours, we've forgotten everything and we don't have the tools to sustain that or to really put them into practice.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And that's why we've named this particular company as part of Cassell Consulting being Practical Sales Persuasion. Because that's really what it's all about, is to have some practical things, tools that you have to make you better at what it is you do in the world of sales, which is influencing people.
Well, and one of the biggest tools is be understanding who you are. Like, I know for mm-hmm. me personally, I cannot sell anything that I don't believe in. I mean, you'll see right through it. I can't get behind it. It would probably show right through me because I can't do it. I couldn't get excited about vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, you're
absolutely
right.
I love being clean, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's that personal integrity that you have about who you are and the message you want to bring to people. And you have to believe in the product. Otherwise, you can't communicate. There's that incongruency about who you are and the message you're delivering and what it is you want to sell. They've all got to be in alignment.
Well, your seminar hasn't come up yet. I mean, I'm excited about the topic because, again, you're approaching it from such a different angle than whatever. Everybody knows that people are struggling out there. Everybody knows that most of the people making money are in sales. Everybody knows there's a lot of information and people are trying to capitalize on that. But you are so different because you have 40 years experience, for one. You started when you were 10.
That's right. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah. And, I mean, you inspire Les Brown. I mean, we're going to talk about that later in the show. So, I mean, that's huge. But you're relatable, and you're going to give people tools that they can walk away with, that they can truly make a difference, and they can refer back to. They're not going to leave with a bunch of hype and then go, what was I supposed to do? And that's what I love about doing the show the way I do it. And we're only going to get a half hour in today, but I'm hoping that on a regular basis we'll be able to have you and Penny on the show and not just be about sound bites. Take as much time as we need to deliver a message to people. There's no reason they can't join us on the seminar at the 20th, and I'm going to go through the process because I know I'm not effective promoting anything I haven't done myself. But yeah. I believe in you and who you are and what you do, and your reputation, you know, comes before you. And we're saying that earlier, everyone that appears on the show is either someone of high profile national stature that I have to believe, because I gotta believe in Les Brown, or someone who I've personally worked with. I'm very fortunate that with you we're going to be able to try both. So, and you're going to be back here next week, too.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Then we're going to be going to your seminar on the 20th. And then reporting on that afterwards. So,
that'll be fun.
All kinds of good stuff coming up. We are going to take a short break. We're going to be back on the other side with Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator and founder of LostMoney.com, showing you some cold, hard cash.
What if you had the perfect life?
Will you marry me?
Of course, Penny Bear.
What if God had other plans?
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
What is this?
Call the great what if.
See, every now and then he chooses someone to re-examine their life.
What if follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Gives him a second chance.
Mommy, Daddy's crawling on the floor.
Dad, no, I'm not anybody's dad. You
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
When you walked away, you broke two hearts. And now he's giving you another chance.
From producer Jerry Jenkins, author of the Left Behind series.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Mercury Girls B3 Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Collection. Setting boundaries is essential and the cornerstone to balanced mental wellness. As co-creators of our lives, it's our responsibility to communicate directly, honestly, and without feeling guilty. The Mercury Girls Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Clothing Collection. Visit mercury-girl.com. That's mercury-girl.com.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kors Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
We'll be right back.
the Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees on Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM. You can go to kwss.org and check out their new site. We're visiting with Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator, writer, and founder of LostMoney.com. He has recovered over $200 million for the American public. And every week, Wayne joins 6 Degrees. We hope to give away not only cold hard cash, but approximately $10,000 per week, mainly to our Facebook friends. Now, all of you are welcome to go to LostMoney.com or LostMoney.com/Michelle Kors. And if you are a Facebook friend of mine, we are actually going through my Facebook friends and finding your money for you. And you can friend me at MichelleKors.com/Michelle Kors. Or I'm sorry, that would actually be Facebook.com/Michelle Kors. And Wayne, what do you have for us this week?
Well, we're going to focus this week on Arizona.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of Facebook friends here in Arizona, and we've been contacting them. So look in your Facebook emails, because we're referring back to Michelle and indicating the accounts. I've been sending, actually, the accounts directly to them. So once again, people like Christopher Gross and Anthony Penna and folks like that, and Danny Hendon.
Danny and Kelly.
Yes, Kelly. I've sent you two messages.
I'll follow up with Kelly.
Yeah.
I think, again, we talked about this a little bit last week. People think it's too good to be true. And once again, you can go find this out on your own, but 8 out of 10 Americans have unclaimed property available to them, the average being about $8,000. So this is no joke. I could use a cool $8,000 right now.
And in Arizona, they just added over 342,000 new accounts just this last year alone, which that's incredible. When you look at the population out here and you realize how many accounts are being turned over every year, you got to know something's there for you. The only downside, like most states, is Arizona is now reporting that they've returned $22 million to people. Sounds like a lot, but in the first 3 years of us working in this business in Arizona, starting in 1980, we returned ourselves over $6 million of that. That was from 1980. So they only return less than 6% of what comes in the door. So you really need to check every year, and most importantly, check for your parents, brothers and sisters, check your friends, etc. Now, the nice part about the state of Arizona's website, they have their claim forms right online. They have their telephone number on there, so you can talk to them and figure out the information on the accounts. And so if you go to azunclaimed.org, that's their direct website. You obviously can reach it through lostmoney.com, along with all the other states across the country. But azunclaimed.gov. So azunclaimed.gov, and that takes you to the Arizona Unclaimed Property site.
And that's primarily going to have anything that happened here, though, correct, Wayne?
Right. The process is this. Wherever your last known address is where the money gets located. So you need to look in those states that you lived in before. The other problem with the records is sometimes they don't even have your address. So what they end up doing is they put the trustee's, the holder's address as yours.
So you might not recognize, if you go put your name in, you might not recognize an address because maybe it's somewhere you didn't live, but it could have been an old banking institution or your attorney or somebody else.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's why a lot of people give up. And you know, we talked about this last week. They may find $32 or $50 and go, oh, well, you know, I'll get to
keep
it later.
It.
Yeah, keep it. And it turns out there's $2,000-$3,000 behind it because it's attached to a stock certificate mm-hmm. or some other type of, you know, interest.
But again, these institutions don't have to tell you the money is out there for you unless you ask. Yeah, if you say, hey, show me the money, that's a different story.
Yeah, their requirement is this. Every year they have to send a letter to the last known address of those folks that they have money that they're holding for. The problem is that those addresses can be 3 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old. And so when the letters come back, that's the extent of their obligation.
So knowing that, is there things that we can do to make sure that our address is updated correctly anywhere?
Yeah, keep a look online for all your accounts. Go through your folks' bank accounts. Look through all the checks that they've written during the course of a year. Look for those life insurance checks, bank accounts, credit cards. Here's a good tip for the credit cards. When you see credit card payments for a family member that maybe has passed away, check with the credit card and see if they had a life insurance rider on it, which is typical. There's a lot of those. There's over $400 billion of unclaimed life insurance, and a big portion of them are what are called riders. They're just added on to other accounts. So when your parents were paying those Visa and MasterCard and American Express bills, you know, check them and talk to those companies and see if they had a life insurance rider. Those are worth, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. I did that when my mom passed away within a couple of weeks. Just called her bank and, you know, said, by the way, you know, got her account information here. Can you tell me if she had any insurance on there? Sure enough, $8,000. So you got to check. And if I didn't ask them,
they're not going to volunteer it.
That's
to
right.
you.
No.
Because they're using that money.
That's right. You know, they're all earning, you know, anywhere from up to around 20% interest every year. And when you're talking about $400 billion with the life insurance industry, there's a lot of interest there. That's a good motivation for them not to
And this personal experience that you've had, though, is what you've why you've made this kind of your life mission. Because you've had real life things happen to you in which case you needed to find money or money had been kept for you, and you want to make sure that doesn't happen to other people.
Well, absolutely. But the other reason is as I started into this business, I did do it as a commercial enterprise, meaning I did charge a fee. It was 10% of what I recovered. But the problem is everywhere I turned, everybody kept throwing up roadblocks trying to keep the money. And finally, you know, after about 10 years of this, I was just like, enough's enough. This money belongs to the people, and so I'm going to find a way to get it to them free. And literally, that kind of stopped the other side's actions of trying to keep the money, you know, hidden because of the fact of.
And again, I think people think that's too good to be true. If you go to lostmoney.com or lostmoney.com/Michelle Corr and you put in your information there, first of all, Wayne is going to never, ever, 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 ever let anyone else have your email address ever. And number two, the more information that you put in, again, a past address, your parents' names, the better it is for them to target any possible lost money for you. And there is no charge. There's no hidden fees. There's nothing that's ever going to come up. I know you think it's too good to be true. We will request that you donate, perhaps if money is found for you, 10% back to KWSS to help make this show possible, or a charity that's close to your heart. Wayne has many charities that appear through lostmoney.com that are approved charities, but you might choose to donate to your own charity as well.
Right, and just this week we posted on our Facebook account asking people for their favorite charities, and we started putting those pages up, which are awesome. I mean, these people are coming forward. If you've got a favorite charity that you would like to raise money for, just contact us. We'll put up a specific page just for that charity. We put it in your name, and literally anybody that comes through there, it creates an automatic pledge to that charity of 10% of whatever we find.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you consider 8,000 as being the average, and that's not...
$80 a person.
800.
Oh, 800. Sorry, you're
right.
That's right. Thank you.
That's right. And Now, the 8,000 typically is found over the course of a year, because most of the accounts that are easy to find, that are online, and this is why the public's really being ripped off with this, is most of the accounts are the smaller ones. Things are under $1,000. But if you let us dig and we help you, we educate you in the process of looking at your family tree and looking at all the resources, you will find that 8,000. And that's a great donation to your favorite charity. So you just send us a note, let us know what charity you want to support. We'll put up a page for them and help you. What's that theme? Help me?
Help me help you.
There you go.
Thanks to Jerry Maguire.
That's
help
right.
Help me help you. I noticed Gia had that posted the other day, and if anyone listened to the open of my show, it's in the open. Again, this is not a self-help program. This is a help yourself. We'll bring you the best information possible, but it is up to you. Again, you can either friend me at facebook.com/Michelle Corr. Once you become one of my friends, again, Wayne is going through my friends, you can help us make the process a little faster if you go register yourself and kind of meet us halfway. And again, you can do that through lostmoney.com, because if he picks you out of my Facebook lineup, again, we're only going to have part of your information. If you have a pretty common name, without knowing your parents' name or perhaps a current or past address for you, the information we pull might be vague. But if you can meet us halfway, let them know you're one of my Facebook friends, then we will announce it on the show and help you get your money perhaps even a little faster. Right, Wayne?
Absolutely. And Mark Davidson, he's another one. I just met him the other day, and he's called the Q guy. Incredible player.
Oh, yes,
player.
We know Mark.
Yep. Great pool player. Anyway, once again, I sent him a Facebook notice and said, here's the accounts for you. And sure enough, people just read right through them, and they just think it's some type of, you know.
Solicitation.
Yeah, they're not. So when you get something from Michelle or you get something from myself that's pointing you back to Michelle's show.
You know what you need to do? You need to start attaching me in it by the at symbol so that I know it went out to them.
There you go.
So that I can follow up, because they might not recognize Lost Money, but they'll know me. So again, it's all about, back to what we were talking about earlier, Alan, it's all about trust and communication. And unfortunately, we've been so hammered with things that aren't real or aren't authentic or maybe are shady, that we tune out before we even listen. We automatically put up those walls and go, no, unless you prove it to me.
Isn't that a shame? We automatically assume the worst versus, you know, there is some good things going on out there. And right now in today's world, charity and humanitarian efforts are it. We have to help other people. Mm-hmm. So let's all get together and get it done.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Wayne. Thanks for all you do on the show to help put the money back into the hands of the public. And again, go visit lostmoney.com/Michelle Corr, or go friend me on Facebook, and hopefully you'll be on the show with us in the next week or so claiming your unclaimed property. We're going to be back on the other side. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees.
Support for Michelle Corr's 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
This is Michelle Corr with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sexy thing, you.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Don't wanna wait till tomorrow.
6 Degrees, once again coming to you from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale. Happy endings and very sweet beginnings today. We're visiting with Alan Castilla, founder and CEO of Cassell Consulting, an international firm with over 40 years of experience. Alan has transformed sales professionals and entrepreneurs in how they sell. And today we're going to discuss he and his beautiful wife Penny's latest workshop, is your networking to generate income and practical sales persuasion, basically helping you get out of your own way, which I think is a problem for a lot of us. This is really exciting because I love the psychology of sales, of anything, of advertising, going, God, does that really inspire people to buy something, or what works? Otherwise, we're wasting a lot of our time, as well as the people that we're presenting to. Cassell specializes in sales training, business coaching, and developing company sales, helping them actually develop their sales program, team evaluation, and a management review process. So, Al, what an honor it is to have you here on the show. Technically, I met Al through a bunch of random people that all were pointing me in the same direction, so it seemed destined to be. But, you know, Maria Simone, Steve Nelson, Kenneth Van Hoff. So I'm so glad that we're all here together. And of course, well, let's talk a little bit about your background and how you came to be, how you started Cassell, and that you are also Les Brown's. I mean, he listens to everything you say, and part of his success is because of the training. You're like the man behind behind Les Brown. I don't know. I was going to say the curtain, but that doesn't really work.
No, Les is absolutely awesome, and perhaps we'll have a chance later to talk about a joint venture that we have going. But really, as you said, it's sales psychology, and what got me involved in this whole process, if I can share a little bit about my story, you will, is at a young age, I was one of those crazy young teenagers that actually loved psychology and subscribed to all the magazines and everything else, as well as being a musician. So what a combination. And I got involved in sales very early because I was giving guitar lessons, so I had to find people that wanted to learn how to play guitar and then give those lessons. And then I got involved at a young age of 18 on my way to college to be involved with a company that was a national company, and became an independent business owner with them. So as I was going through college, I had basically two businesses going. So I fell in love with sales, and even though my college background is in the world of education and psychology, I very quickly got involved in sales and never looked back.
Wow. Well, Earl Nightingale will tell you the wealthiest people in the world usually are salespeople.
Well, you know, that's true. I mean, I think recent statistics, and I may have it wrong, but they're pretty close and right on. The top 1% of all income earners in this country, 84% of them are in sales.
Wow.
So that's really where the opportunity lies.
Now, Arizona is a new home to you. I mean, you're from Chicago, and
originally,
you've done sales training all over the world. I mean, internationally, truly.
Well, growing up in Chicago, yes, that's where family is. That's where school was. That's where I originally got started, and then transitioned out and moved out to Southern California, and now I'm here in Arizona with Penny. We've been here about 2 years, and it was business that brought us here, and we love it here.
Awesome. Welcome, Penny. Penny's
Hi.
Over there, Sinclair. She looks gorgeous, all nice and relaxed after a massage this morning.
Got to take care of you.
That is true. But this is back to the whole thing that we're talking about. I try and emphasize that a little bit on each show, is that, I mean, how can we be out and be our personal best if we're not feeling good? And again, you're going to be taking that to the table with you with every client you meet with. So many of us are probably in our own way, unknowingly so, because whatever might be going on in our personal or professional lives, it seems like you have to work twice as hard to make half as much money as you did before.
And the economy today, it's a new economy, and people have to learn how to survive in it. So they need skills, they need competencies, and certainly in interaction and great persuasive communication skills to improve, obviously, in your personal life and in your business life. So sales psychology has to do with who you are and how you present yourself to the world around you. And it has to do with your self-talk. I mean, I don't know if we want to call it self-prophecy, But it's certainly the self words that we use, words that are difficult for people to face up to. And the idea is you have to be honest with the person looking back at you in the mirror.
Give us some examples of some of the most frequent, probably negative self-talk, unconscious negative self-talk that we do.
Yeah, and that's another area of consciousness and the learning process that we can talk about as well. But some of those words are, you know, that are going on in your head is, I don't deserve it. You know, I'm not good enough for it. So we've got to replace these old paradigms that we grew up with, perhaps, and the way we look at ourselves, and realize that there's really some great empowering words out there. And really, empowerment is all about self-empowerment. You have to empower yourself. Nobody else can empower you. You need to do that internally. Words like discipline, it's self-discipline. Words like accountability, it's self-accountability. So it's all these self words that impact who we are, that make up who we are, and it goes to the very core of what our value systems are and what our guiding principles are. And to be in alignment with that, to present it out to the community, whether you're selling a product, a service, a thought, a concept, a call to action on something, you've got to be positioned to have passion with that.
Absolutely.
So passion is critical, too, in deciding who you are.
We were talking about that earlier. World. And I cannot promote anything I cannot get passionate about or believe in or do, or let alone experience. I mean, it all comes down to, and then it's not like you're promoting anything. It's that you just believe in it.
Yeah, it's your self-beliefs. It's all about the self and how you really look at yourself to position yourself, because the way you think of yourself is the way everybody else is going to think of you. And if you're an entrepreneur or you're a salesperson and you want to be the best that you can be, I remember years and years ago I have a coin, and on one side it says do it now, and on the other side it says if it is to be, it's up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the truth when it comes right down to it. If it's going to happen for you in the business world, it's got to be up to you.
My friend uses the acronyms WIT and WIN, like what it takes, being willing to do what it takes, and WIN being what's important now.
Yeah.
And the most successful people do what's important now, whether they feel like it or not.
Yeah, that's true. And when we look at it, people have to focus on, you know, what is important and what is urgent. And you need to figure out those things to impact yourself and the lives around you. So when we look at this process, I'll throw kind of an anagram out there for you. It's called T-Fear. And that really goes a long way towards helping you become this master influencer, to influence with integrity, to be a master salesperson, a great entrepreneur. And that first word is thought. T stands for thought. It all starts with how you think about yourself and the world around you. And those thoughts really connect with the feelings that you now have. And when you connect those thoughts and feelings, you're really creating an emotional state within yourself. And it's that emotional state then that causes you to take the actions you take in your life that generates the results that you do get in your life. So it is a kind of a cause and effect. It's internal to external.
I love that. I was writing really fast. T-Fear.
Mm-hmm.
So thoughts, feelings, emotions, actions, and results.
Absolutely. And that really is the basis for how you're going to conduct your business and learning more about who you are. Because it is a learning process, whether you're learning to influence other people. It is a learning process. And that learning process, you know, overtakes time. And as you go through this process, it can get very difficult. So as you go through this process, I know Dr. Allier mentioned earlier this concept of awareness, and that's really the first step in learning something. So learning to be a sales professional, learning to be an entrepreneur, you've got to become aware that maybe there's some things you don't know that you need to learn. And once you become aware and you're open to that awareness and you're willing to learn, now you position yourself to gain knowledge.
But you can help us with that awareness, because sometimes it's that whole 5,000-foot view thing. If we're in the middle of us, we can't even see what we're doing.
Absolutely. And so many people have lost their jobs right now, and they're like, I've always been a nurse, or I've always been an engineer, or I've always been a auto mechanic or whatever, and now I don't have a job. And they don't realize that they didn't know those skills when they started that job. And there's no reason why they can't learn a new skill now.
Mm-hmm.
And sales is all about talking to people. I mean, I am constantly out in the community, and I am always recruiting, and we do full commission sales. And people are so afraid of full commission sales, but it really boils down to, if you're willing to work, it will work.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to work, you're right. it will fail. And as soon as you say, I can't do that, you're absolutely right. You can't.
Yeah, that's where that self-prophecy comes in. You know, whether you can or you can't, you're right either way.
We know in our country, so much of who we are is wrapped up in who we, what we do. That is our identity, not what we like or how we feel, but what we're attached to professionally. Through your seminar, Al, will people be able to walk away? Like, what if they are the product and it's selling themselves to a new employer? This isn't just for people that have a widget to sell,
right.
You know, a service, a product. But if you are the product and you attend this seminar, that you're, it's going to be a snapshot of your true seminars, because you guys offer some incredible, like, weekend or long weekend workshops that are, you know, three, four days that are for $4,000. But this is $39. And if you don't have $39 to invest in you, then yeah, you probably shouldn't come. I'll be there. I think Dominic will be there. Wayne, are you going to join us?
Absolutely.
But what an incredible tool, because what you're teaching people, this T-fear, the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the actions, the results, whether if they're the product and they're going out and interviewing. But right now, again, Penny, if we're coming out of a situation where we're not feeling good about ourselves, and rightfully so.
Maybe
something happened in or outside of our control.
Exactly.
Even people that are doing all the right things that are failing, or maybe had to claim bankruptcy, and it wasn't because they were irresponsible. It wasn't because they didn't do anything right. It wasn't because they were acting out of integrity. I mean, we take that really personally as something that we did. But and how do we not? How do we leave that at home? How do we not bring that fear or rejection or whatever we're feeling about ourselves, negativity, to our meeting? You're going to give us those tools.
Even if you're dating. I mean,
sure.
Even if you're looking for a partner, it's how do you talk to that person? How do you not, you know, how do you start those conversations? How do you find out quickly whether or not that person is a good fit for you, instead of wasting months or years or whatever realizing that, oh, this is a bad fit? Or maybe if I would have asked the right questions in the beginning, we both would have been in a better spot. I mean, there's all kinds of places that you can put these kinds of skills.
That brings us back
skills.
To this. That brings us back to this whole learning process. Mm-hmm. It brings us back to being aware, gaining knowledge, and then developing certain skill sets. I mean, if you're out of work and you've got to go interview with employers, you better have some pretty good skill sets to sell yourself.
Well, yeah, what? McDonald's had 4,000 applications for 1,000 part-time positions on the
I heard it was as high as 15. So
yeah.
But either way.
I mean, and those were part-time positions at McDonald's. I mean, you better know how to sell yourself if you're out there.
You better stand out.
Yeah.
Well, I think it sounds, though, that through your process, it's one thing for you to walk out of a job with one skill set and then to just go try and put yourself back in. But through this process, there's a little bit about understanding who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're not going to go, I just left Dial and I'm going to get another Dial type job. Maybe you're going to understand what your true passions are, because again, back to, if you don't believe in what you're selling, yourself included, and if you're not passionate about the job you might be applying for, you're wasting your time and the employer's time. And I know you have a lot of background also in the predictive index, and you have other tools that you work with to help people more clearly identify, because a lot of people that got fired or maybe are going to be fired, or they're downsizing, or they hate their job anyway, probably aren't working in the right position that's congruent with really who they are as a person, emotionally, financially, or skill set wise.
And that's a great insight, Michelle. People today, because of the economy, always have these inner passions of saying to themselves, well, if only I had the time to do this, or my real passion is this. Well, today, a lot of people are forced into an economy, losing their job, as you said, to saying, well, you know what, now's the time maybe to go into business and really implement that passion I've had all along, whatever that is, and create a business for themselves. But they don't have the knowledge and skill sets, the competencies, and that's what we're going to give them. So that, you know, it's very risky to take a skill set and actually go in the marketplace and implement it, because you can get rejected. So people now have to learn to deal with that rejection. And in the world of sales, there's a lot of rejection.
Oh, yeah. You better develop a tough skill. In the world of dating, there's a whole bunch of rejection.
Absolutely. It's the same process. You're selling.
So no matter what, you're going to walk away from this seminar with so many things internally and externally that you can use. And I want to make sure that we let all of our listeners know, because so much of my audience is, yes, here, Phoenix, Scottsdale, the Phoenix metro area. But through Podomatic and through Voice America, we have have listeners around the country, around the world. And this seminar, first of all, it's right by the airport, so you can fly in from anywhere, number one. And number two, you're going to be doing this seminar in multiple cities across the U.S.
Absolutely.
Or if someone's really passionate about it and hears this and you want to, you know, they want you to come to a city, you will with a certain amount of attendees. So there's no reason that you can't get the information, a little tease of it anyway, here on the show, or, you know, contact Al directly, as well as either come out to the seminar. It's on the 20th. We're going to talk more about it on the other side of this break. Or request that they come to a city near you. And I know your website's up today. It's under the CaselConsulting.net. That's C-A-S-E-L Consulting.
C-A-S-A-L.
Oh, C-A-S-A-L Consulting.net. But we're going to be back on the other side with Penny and Al.
During tough economic times, positioning your business correctly is critical. This means creating a consistent and compelling message across all mediums, radio, television, print, and internet. Wolf Creative can craft the perfect wording for articles, press releases, websites, and collateral material, including design of print materials, ads, and websites. Wolf Creative, 602-441-5621, that's 602-441-5621, or visit JenWolfCreative.com, that's Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, for more details.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kors Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Cole, the great what if?
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
the 20th. Let's make lots of money. I'm not sure, though. I think Al, Penny has the looks. Al's got the brains. We'll get it all figured out. I don't know. She's got both. Either way, together we're a powerful force. We are visiting with Alan and Penny Castilla, founders of and CEO of Cassell Consulting, an international firm with over 40 years of experience. Alan has been transforming sales professionals and entrepreneurs in how they sell, and some of the most incredible people on the planet, including Les Brown, just to name one small. Les doesn't do anything without calling Al first. I've been there and witnessed it in person. So, and we're hoping to have Les on the show here soon too. But today we're discussing their latest workshops. Is your net working to generate income? I know a lot of people, like our good friend Gia Heller, who have helped transform how I operate on the internet. I mean, at first it was just a social tool, and 10 years ago, if you didn't have a website, you didn't exist. Now, if you don't have a Facebook page, you're not real. But, people are spending a lot of time on there. But there are ways to make this work for us. But it's all about, again, what you're putting out there. And my friends that didn't want to sign up for Facebook or MySpace or whatever it was, I said, it's a free classified ad. And if you impact that with the law of attraction, yeah, if you put a bunch of crap out there, you're going to get a bunch of crap back. However, if you utilize it as a tool and you follow some direction and it's about building relationships and you do it right, you can monetize it. Because any time that you're spending on there, I mean, I think Dominic figured out I at least spend 8 hours a week. I mean, even if I'm just checking in an hour in the morning or, a half hour in the morning, half hour at night, or a little bit during the day, at least an entire day, if not more, is spent, building relationships on there. But if you're doing it wrong, you've just wasted a lot of your time. So one of your seminars is your networking to generate income and practical sales persuasion. So we're talking about both of those. It's going to be a snapshot to if someone attended an entire seminar. And one of the things I'm most passionate about on the show is not being able to save everybody. They got to save themselves, but saying, look, for $39, mm-hmm. if you're not willing to invest that in you, then I can't help you any further. I mean, we'll give you some tips on air. That's free for $39. Now, if you learn, I know you'll learn something there, but that gives people a chance to sample what you and Penny do, how you do it. They're going to walk away with practical things they can use, including a little like workbook. So you've got something in your hand. So it's not all in your head. And when you leave the room, you got, what did I just get? And then past that, there's other opportunities, to be at a more extended workshop, a 1-day workshop or a 2-day workshop or your 4-day workshop. So again, it's like getting people in, getting them comfortable with who you are and what you do, and making it affordable to everyone. And thank you so much for doing that, because I mean, people will invest in themselves, but they have to know what they're investing in. But what you're going to teach them, though, is feeling better about who they are.
Absolutely.
So that no matter what they choose to invest them in their personal life, in their professional life, if they're dating, if they are the product and they're going out to look for a job, or they need to sell whatever they're doing better, a product, a service, a widget, they're going to have all the tools they need to do that. But it starts with themselves. And a lot of times we just hear people like yourself trying to pitch their product, but not really caring about what is that person bringing to the table? Because you can give them all the tools. Here's everything you need to do and say. But if they're carrying an energy of lack or just they're not feeling good about themselves, the client psychologically or subconsciously is going to pick up on that.
Absolutely,
even if they
Michelle.
Haven't done anything wrong in their presentation, there's going to be some energy surrounding it that's not that total confidence.
Absolutely. As we started off, people have to be sure of who they are, because that's going to get communicated to the world. It's all about communication skills. It's about persuasion. It's about influencing people to follow a course of action. So as we look at this whole process, yes, psychology is an underlying part of it all. And in doing business, there's a process, and we'll talk about that next week, that 8-step process. And you mentioned Facebook, and there's Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube and all of these resources and tools that are out there. Well, that's just part of something we'll talk more about next week, because that's about prospecting. It's about positioning yourself for people to know who you are. I remember an interview quite a few years ago, Warren Buffett was asked. He said, he was asked, of all things being equal, Great company, great product, great service, great pricing. How do you decide who you do business with? Isn't that an awesome question? And his answer was right on. He said, I'll do business with the person that I trust, the person I like, and the person I respect.
And that's he also really sticks to what he knows, too.
Absolutely.
He'll say that. He's like, I don't know. Isn't that why he didn't invest in Microsoft? Something like, he's like, I don't know what that is, mm-hmm. you know.
So it goes to those skill sets that and your life experiences that you bring to the table.
Another wonderful thing he talks about, though, Warren Buffett, is brand. And didn't he get criticized for, like, buying into Coke? And he's like, if Coke didn't have a single asset, their brand alone is worth. And that's why I love what you guys do and what you're going to do here with this Tea Fair is that we are our brand.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people seem disconnected from that fact. I mean, I'm still learning how to manage it myself, that I'm the product. Mm-hmm. You know, it's me. And that takes a lot of external energy to figure that out. But when we can work with people like you and Penny that have the 5,000-foot view of who we are, I mean, we've got to get out of our own self. I can help other people realize what's going on with their brand, but how can we see that for ourselves?
Yeah, I love your analogy about a 5,000-foot view. Here's another perspective on it. You know, if you're flying at 36,000 feet, you really can't see any detail on the earth at all. And if you're in a car driving street to street to street, you can't see any details other than what you're just focused on driving that car. You can't see the street over, the next block, can't see through buildings. But if you're in a helicopter and you're at about 300 feet, you have an amazing view because you got a bigger scope, yet you still see detail. Mm. And that's really what we help people to do is to get that helicopter view of helping them grow and develop personally, professionally, in their business. Because that's really what it's all about is helping them grow personally, professionally, and financially.
Again, I don't know anyone that wouldn't be a candidate for this seminar because I know we all get frustrated. We're working. We feel like we're working harder. We're putting more energy in. We're getting the same or maybe even less of a result. So to be able to walk away with tools that we can use, and I'm sure this spills over into everything, your other aspects of your relationships, personal, professional, but to be able to walk away with practical experience and something that we can implement immediately.
Yeah, and it's having an understanding of not beating yourself up. I mean, here's a great word for it. I call it Sinaloa, Sinaloa. It just helps me compartmentalize and remember things. And in the world of business or any interaction where you're selling a product, a service, a concept, et cetera, Sinaloa is safety in numbers and law of averages. And people forget that, and they beat themselves up mentally because they can't close 100% of all the interviews they go on in selling a product. They've got to understand there's a law of averages. Mm-hmm. There's certain laws that are out there that operate. And as good as you are, you expect a positive result in every situation. But understand you're not going to have a positive result in every situation. So you've got to understand in marketing yourself, there's safety in numbers, the number of people you talk to, and the law of averages. Not everybody will agree with you, and you can't beat yourself up about that. You just got to go on to the next.
I love it. Thanks so much, Al. If anyone would like more information, again, you can go to myfacebook.com/Michelle Kor or go on Facebook and search Learn to Maximize Your Sales Results and Increase Your Income. You can also go to CasellConsulting.net. Oh, my God, we're out of time. Al, thanks so much. We're going to see you
next week
here on the show.
Absolutely.
And for sure on the 20th. So I hope everybody has a safe, incredible holiday weekend. We will see you in 7. So here I go.
Been listening to Michelle Kor 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.